Good evening, and thanks for joining me tonight for Sputnik here on November 14th, 2014. I'm your host, Dave, a.k.a. Wally HTS on SatelliteGuys.us, and we got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to talk about DirecTV 4K TV that just got launched. We're going to talk about Dish Network contract disputes. We're going to talk about low orbital satellites. We're going to talk about this new Outer Net Lantern device that they're trying to raise funds for, and we're going to talk about some Black Friday specials, and we're going to talk about some new FDA channels that you probably already know about on G19, but in case you don't, you're going to want to hear about them. So stick tight. Let's get the show started. Well, we all know that CNN pioneered 24-hour cable news in the 80s and 90s, but if you haven't noticed, and I don't think many people have noticed about CNN recently, their ratings are just horrible now. I mean, they are on tough times, and they are no longer the go-to news station. And that brings up a better point. Is cable news dead? I mean, do people even check out cable news as much as they used to? I haven't looked at the ratings for the other news channels. I'm sure Fox News probably still has lots of high ratings. However, if I want news, I'm typically going to go to the internet, because usually when you flip to one of these news networks, let's say CNN, they just keep repeating the same thing in a different context, like for hours on end. And, you know, it just doesn't seem relevant to me anymore. On the earnings call for Dish Network, Charlie, and to quote him, said, 20 years ago, CNN was a must-have channel. But it's not a top 10 network anymore, unless they find the plane. And we must all assume that he is referring to making fun of CNN's coverage of the Malaysian airline flight 370. You know, I think most people probably go to the internet more now, which then brings up the question, is anybody missing CNN? I'm not. I'll tell you what, when the elections were here in Kentucky and in other parts of the country, I was watching the results, and I found myself watching the results on local news to see who won the Senate race. I didn't tune to, you know, CNN or Fox News or MSNBC. And now, in all honesty, if there's any news channel I watch more than anything, it's probably MSNBC. You know, when I'm up late and can't sleep, and there's nothing on my 5,000 channels on my Dish Network subscription, I might watch that prison show on MSNBC, Locked Up, I think it's called, or something like that. But the news is not real relevant to me on cable news network CNN. You know, you would probably tune to it if something bad happened, catastrophe or something like that. But I think for the most part, on a daily basis, people that get their news probably get it from the internet. So I don't think CNN's coming back. Just from the attitude of Dish Network, I think, or my perception of their public comments, I think we're going to start seeing a slimming of channels that they're going to offer, you know, because I don't need CNN. I could do fine with the free Russia Today or Al Jazeera America that used to be free. I think I can make do, and I think other people can make do. I don't think people are going to pay for it like they have in the past. Now, that leads to the big question is, as Charlie said, painful. What happens if they drop TBS and TNT? So I went looking, and I looked at their program guide, and it looked crappy. The only thing that I know that people that are close to me that watch that channel on TBS is The Big Bang Theory. But, you know, you could get The Big Bang Theory from several different outlets. You could buy them, you know, buy it digitally, or you could subscribe to a service to get it, you know, whatever. So that's not really that big of a thing to overcome. I do think they have some sports. If I remember, I think they have a contract with the NBA. Not 100% positive about that. One thing I do think that would really, really, really hurt Dish Network if they dropped TBS is during March Madness. Because if my memory serves me correctly, there's a lot of the NCAA tournament games, not a lot, but some, on TBS. So that would be not so good. But if I remember correctly, I thought you could go to the NCAA.com and watch all the games for free. So that's just another demonstration of the internet just taking over to deliver our media content. All right, speaking of delivering media content over the internet, let's get talking about this DirecTV 4K. All right, so yesterday, November 13th, Sony Network Entertainment International came out with a press release. So what is Sony up to? Well, they're unveiling a new service called PlayStation View. I believe I'm saying that correct. It's V-U-E. It's basically they're touting it as they're pioneering a new cloud-based TV service that reinvents the television experience. To go on, here's what they say. Everyday TV is about to become extraordinary with our new cloud-based TV service, said Andrew House, president and group CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment, Inc. Okay, so what exactly is this? I don't know if anybody else looks at the weekly newspaper, but I usually I subscribe to the newspaper just on Sundays just to look at the circulars or the ads that come out. And I noticed that Sony had, in the Best Buy ad, this new PlayStation. I think it was like $129 or something. And it was a PlayStation, and it hooked up to the internet, and apparently you download your games to play that way instead of actually having physical media. You know, it's not as powerful as, like, the PlayStation, the big dog, but apparently it will work. I didn't really see many reviews on it online, so I'm not really sure how that works out. But this could be the same device. So basically, here's what they're going to do. They're going to offer 75 channels of major programming. Okay, so at the launch, let's see here. CBS will have its owned and operated stations. So if you're not in the CBS-owned area, you're probably SOL. Now, Discovery Communications is going to be on there. So Discovery Channel, TLC, Animal Planet, Investigation Discovery, Science, Oprah Winfrey Network, Discovery Family, and 11 more brands of probably channels we've never heard of and we'll probably never watch. Maybe, I don't know. Fox News, so we're going to have FX, FXX, FXM, National Geographic, Net Geo Wild, additionally Fox Sports, 1 and 2, the Yes Network, and I don't see anything in there that says anything about Fox News or Fox Business News. NBC Universal is going to have the regional sports network. Bravo. One important to me, CNBC, E, Oxygen, Sprout, Sci-Fi, and USA Network. I wish they would put CNBC World on there. It seems like only DirecTV carries that channel. It's probably not too popular. I do enjoy it, though. Scripps, so we're going to get HGTV, Food Network, Travel Channel, DIY Network, and the Cooking Channel. Viacom's going to be on there, so BET, CMT, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, Spike, VH1, and a few of their music channels. But scouring the web, I cannot find what they're going to charge for this package. Had heard it be rumored at $75. If that's the case, they're out of their mind. That's a rip. Maybe where the person that was writing about $75, maybe got it confused with the 75 channels. Just looking at this, and I would say we're probably going to be at like a 20. I'm going to say $30 to $40 a month. $25 to $45, somewhere in there. If it's on the low end at $25, I'm going to try it out. I mean, because The only channels on there that I don't watch, or that I would just be like an occasional game on ESPN. But man, I'll go to the bar or go hijack someone else's TV for that to save the money. I mean, at $25 or $30 for those channels, because that's almost all the channels I watch. I mean, I could drop my DirecTV or my Dish Network bill, my $150 $150 Dish Network bill down dramatically. So that's going to be cool to see. So my hats off to Sony. Hopefully they can make it work. I think they may be able to. I mean, I think they've got, what, like 35 million PlayStations out there. And when the service launches, it's going to launch on the PlayStation console before anything. So it's going to be really cool to see this. You know, if you got a PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, you're going to be ready to go. It says owners will be able to preview the service in beta starting this month. So, hey, if you got one, fire it up and check it out. I'd like to hear some feedback from you and see how it is. I do have to point out one thing that I do think one company got the bad end of the stick was Sky Angel. If y'all remember way back when, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even longer than that. Heck, I think it may have been like 5 or 6 years ago. You know, Sky Angel sold their, it was a long time ago. Sky Angel sold their transponder allocation or to Rainbow DBS, a.k.a. Voom. And they took those proceeds and they used NetLine's IPTV platform. But they had the Discovery Channel. And it didn't look bad at all. And Discovery killed their feed and said that they were distributing it in a manner that was against their carriage agreement. And, you know, Sky Angel went raising Cain to the FCC, saying, hey, we're MVPD. And the FCC ignored him for over a year and a half and did nothing. And, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, here's Discovery allowing other providers to sell their content distributed via the internet now. I think Sky Angel got the bad end of the stick on that deal. Hey, did anybody catch this or hear about this, about the Chinese hack or hackers that busted into the U.S. weather system satellite network? Apparently, they were trying to cover it up, or NOAA was trying to cover it up, it appears. I could be wrong about that, but it appears like that to me. The intrusion happened in September. They did not say anything publicly until October 20th, and no one at NOAA is discussing the source of the attack, whether it affected classified data. But what kind of classified data would you send down from a weather satellite? I could be off the rocker there. There may be something there I don't know about, because I just don't know that much about it, but I wouldn't think there'd be too much classified information coming down for the weather. But anyways, you know, they did the unscheduled maintenance to fix it. Man, it just makes you think here. I mean, we just hear about all these hacking attacks, whether it's, you know, Home Depot, Target. There was a sandwich shop, you know, So Fast You'll Freak, Jimmy John's, the one that I've gone to a few times, their credit card machine got hacked. It always makes me, when I hear about this, make sure I got the latest firmware going on my adaptive security device, firewall, whatever you want to call it. So I encourage you guys to make sure your security at your own house is up to par. And, you know, let me throw this out. This might be cool for some people to try. You might have to go digging to find this, but you need to find a hub, not a switch. Okay, so if you can go find you an Ethernet hub where it's going to pass all the traffic, What you could do is say you got your computer and you just think it's running slow. You've run the antivirus. You've run all the programs you got, and it says nothing's here. But deep down inside, you're like, man, I think I really do have something on here. So here's what you do. Get you a hub, and you're going to put this hub in between your computer and where you're getting your bandwidth from. Probably your router. You might be plugged directly into a cable modem. Might be plugged directly into a DSL line. If you are, just unplug the Ethernet from the modem and plug it into the hub, and then from the hub into the computer. Then go download a program called Wireshark, okay? And that's going to capture every packet. Get you another machine to run Wireshark on, and then just use your computer as normal. Capture all those packets, and then see what you got. Start looking through the packets and see if there's some craziness in there. To see if you can track down what's going on. I've done that several times, and believe it or not, you will find things that are not supposed to be there, and then you can take, action to stop that. If you don't want to use a hub, and you have a Cisco switch laying around, you can put that in a port monitor mode where it will drop all the traffic you want from whether it's one VLAN or all VLANs, whatever you config, and you could do it that way too. But just thought I'd throw that out. Well, I've been waiting to see this, or waiting to see if someone can come out with this, and they have. Gilat, G-I-L-A-T, has unveiled a new hybrid satellite cellular terminal for VSAT, and heck, I don't even know if it'd be called VSAT then, because here's what they're doing. They're bringing let me tell you the name of the model number. It's the SkyEdge 2-C, and basically what it does is it combines both satellite and cellular technologies. The terminal transmits download traffic by satellite and uploads data via the cellular network. The combination enables higher download speeds of up to 20 megabit per second. They designed this to assist mobile network operators in expanding the reach of broadband beyond mobile or DSL infrastructure, and pretty much is for direct-to-home service providers that can basically benefit by adding broadband to their portfolios. So I don't really think that has much to do with the United States, because we have two direct-to-home service providers, Dish Network, DirecTV. Dish Network bought Hughes, so they're good. DirecTV is getting bought by AT&T, so they wouldn't consider that. However, it does bring you back to the good old days when you could get DirectPC for $19.95 and be cruising at your 200 kilobit per second download, or your, in real life, it was, what, about like 19 or 20K, but boy, that was way faster than dial-up. It was quite cool, actually. I remember you used to be able to go to Office Depot and buy those, but boy, times have changed. But that's still cool. To be able to download off satellite and then upload via the cellular network. So, example is, I could think of one here in the States. I want to watch some Netflix, so I'm sending out my request through my LTE network, and I'm going to bring that back down through satellite so I don't kill my data cap on my LTE. So I could see it, maybe more in rural areas, but it's interesting. I think, with 03B, it's just, I don't know, we'll just have to see. I doubt we'll see the terminal in the States, but I just thought I'd mention it because I think it's a pretty nifty idea. It's going to be way better than that one company that tried it, which was Skyway USA, which was renting space off, I believe, 85. And then they were doing one-way internet, but then the return path was actually going through dial-up modem. This way is actually going through the cellular network, so it's just one device, and you don't need anything else. I guess you just have to have cellular service. I couldn't find a picture of the back of the actual terminal. I wanted to see if you could hook up an external antenna just for the cellular. So say you're out far and you want to hook up like a 3-watt booster and put an outside antenna array up to try to get as much signal as possible.